So thus far, this is the message of my sermon. And I will be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 7. We will get there in a moment. But again, I want you to think, look back to 2021. It hasn't been an easy year. It hasn't been an easy year for anybody. Not on an individual level, not on a family level, not on a church level, not on a provincial level, and not really. Where in the world has there been an easy year? I don't think there's anywhere that it has been easy. But we look back as we sat here a year ago thinking that maybe the pandemic was going to end. We were going to go back to sort of some sense of normal living. And then, things kind of got better a little bit, and then they got worse. And right now with the new variant, Omicron, it's been really, really hard. I feel bad for anyone that's experiencing those symptoms, or people that were going to travel to holiday destinations to visit family and so forth. Thousands and thousands of flights canceled in the last couple of days. Airports are a mess. So if you were not traveling, you probably should be thankful you're not sitting in an airport somewhere around the world. But anyway, today is the last Sunday of 2021, and thus far is the sermon title. Let me read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 7. So the context is that Israel has settled into the promised land. They've been there now for quite a long time. There's been a series of, they're called judges or leaders that were kind of military leaders, kind of political leaders that helped Israel to settle in and to defend themselves from those attacking them. And we are about to end that period and go into the period of the kings, where Israel asks God, saying, hey, all the other nations around us have kings. We don't have a king. We want a king. And God says that the people had rejected him as their king, and that he would give them what they wanted. Of course, what they wanted, it never worked out. You can look at the entire history, and it was not good. But in sort of this in-between period, with Samuel seen as the last judge or ruler or leader before the kings, he has gathered the people of Israel at a place to worship, to thank God, to remind them again that they must make a choice, either to serve the true God or to continue in their idolatry of the local gods. And the people decide that, yes, that they confess that they have sinned. They say, yes, we have done wrong, but we will dedicate ourselves to serving and worshiping God only. So this is what the people of Israel are doing at a place called Mizpah. And then verse 7 of chapter 7, 1 Samuel reads like this. When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hands of the Philistines. Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord of Israel on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. And so while Samuel is expressing this sort of trust and calling out to God through sacrifice, the Israelites hear all this noise that's going on. God is causing it to basically cause the panic through thunder that came along. And the Philistines are defeated and they run off and the people celebrate. And when that is happening, Samuel gathers them again. In verse 12, we read that it says, then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. So Ebenezer, of course, we're not talking about Ebenezer Scrooge, the famous character from the musical, who eventually, of course, he had a change of heart. Ebenezer is an old word that is used in the Bible, a Hebrew word, I'm guessing, that simply means stone of help. Stone of help. Of course, the stone itself had not helped Israel, but it was a memorial. It was a monument that Samuel built and set it up so that whenever people walked by, or perhaps they could even make a pilgrimage to come there, they would be reminded that God had helped them. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you wish to speak to us today on this last Sunday of 2021. Help us, Lord, as we look back, as we reminisce this year that is about to end, that we are not neglectful of seeing your faithfulness towards us. And as we look into 2022, none of us have an idea of exactly what will happen. We don't know what 2022 holds for us as a society, for us as families, for us as individuals, but we know we can trust you. And we know that only by faith, because as we look back, we see your faithfulness. So thank you so much. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Well, what do we learn from this statement? Thus far, the Lord has helped us. I was telling someone earlier this week that it almost seems that Samuel is leaving the door open to say, well, the Lord has helped us this far. We're not sure what happens after this, but I don't think that's the case. I think he's emphasizing and trying to help. This is why he gathered the people of Israel in Mizpah to say, look at all these times that God has helped us. And in fact, he's able to say, just now, the Lord won for us the victories against our worst enemy, our most feared enemy, our most violent enemy. We hardly even had to do anything. And the Lord gave us a victory. And so I'm going to gather these stones and here build an altar, a monument, so that every time one of us walks by here, we will say, oh yeah, I remember that one time when the Lord helped us. And they could then sit around and tell stories to their children and their grandchildren and many generations thereafter, that they could be reminded that God had helped them at that very moment. And we need to do the same. So as we look back to 2021, I am wondering for you that are watching online either now or perhaps later, how have you seen God's help? How have you seen it? And again, please give us some feedback. I believe that we can affirm wholeheartedly with the Old Testament prophet Samuel, yes, thus far the Lord has helped us. So I just want to mention a few things here. We have seen God's help in his provision. Again, I see who's online. I know the folks in our congregation. And as I talk to people, I come back again and again that God has provided for us. He has met our needs. Now, it may be that we don't have the luxuries of life that we'd like to have, that we don't have any extra to go around. It could be that we're just making ends meet from paycheck to paycheck, from week to week. I understand that it may be that way. But God has met our needs. None of us have gone hungry. None of us have gone to be in the streets, like homeless. None of us have found ourselves without anyone around us to encourage us, to pray with us, to point us to Christ, to remind us that God loves us. God has provided for us. And yes, it may be sometimes, again, as I said, maybe we don't have a whole lot of extra. But I think that we can all say that God has provided for us. I remember seeing pictures that Kara sent us in November, after the floods and the road being washed away in the lower mainland in British Columbia, and how the grocery stores in Kelowna, a lot of the shelves were bare because, again, supplies just could not come in because the road was cut off. And yet, even throughout that time, Harris had food to eat. Again, she didn't have a lot of fresh fruit or vegetables and stuff like that, but she didn't go hungry. I mean, we put together a little care package and sent it to her just to make sure that she had enough to help her through. God has been faithful, and he has provided for our physical needs. He has provided for our spiritual needs. I think of individuals who've gone through difficult times in this year, and yet they have seen God's faithfulness. Some of you that are watching today know John here from church, and Shirley passing away this year. And through all that time, as I chatted with him before she passed away, and then since that time, and he says, God has been faithful. God was with us. God did not abandon us. So I think number one, we can say that God has provided for us. We have seen God's help in his presence. Isn't it wonderful that as we go through a difficult year like 2021 was, like 2020 was, and probably part at least of 2022 will be, God's presence has been with us. We all have moments that we can look back to and say, oh, I just remember God's presence being there. Or as I read my Bible, I just sense God being there with me, speaking to me. As I worship, as we were able to gather, even with restrictions, we sense God's presence corporately. Or perhaps, you know, as you encounter a need or a difficult situation and you cried out to God, like Samuel does in this story, we sense God's presence. I remember being in Ethiopia in April and May and being very, very sick. I wasn't sick for very long, but I was very sick. And at some point I thought, wow, I don't know that I'm going to make it home alive. And as I lay there in my bed and running between my bed and the washroom, I remember this. I know I came here because I sensed God was leading me to come here. So I'm okay. Whatever happens, I am fine. And so I was able to go through this difficult time just with the sense of, if I die, I'm thankful. If I live and make it back home, I'm thankful. It doesn't really matter. I just know that God is here with me. And whatever happens to me in many ways is secondary, just because I know I am where he wants me to be. I'm doing what he wants me to be doing. And if anything happens to me that from a human earthly point of view would seem like, oh, that was a bad thing, it didn't matter. So we can know that God's presence has been with us. Of course, we have the confidence that he's going to be with us in the future. But again, if we would love for you to give us some feedback. I see here, Lisa says, God has helped us get through a time of stress involving a family member. I'm a little familiar with the story. And let me tell you that that is a testimony, again, of God's faithfulness in helping a family go through a difficult time. And still today, seeing God's faithfulness in that. Again, I'd love for you to give us some feedback that way. And as we have gathered here in church Sunday to Sunday, and some of the small groups that have been meeting throughout the fall, activities we had over the summer, I believe that we can honestly say that God has met with us. And whether that was in very more visible ways, or whether it was just that quiet voice that spoke to us, that sense of confidence that came over us, the sense of peace that was given to us, sense of contentment through the difficulties we were going through. Whatever the case may be, I believe we can say that God has helped us with his presence. I think we have seen God's help as a church. Again, you know, this time has been a difficult time, these last 2 years for churches in so many ways. We'd love to be able to gather with everyone, welcome, with no masks, with no physical distancing, being able to enjoy a cup of coffee together, some cookies, and fellowship, and pray for one another, and shake hands, and hug one another. We would love to be able to do that, and I believe that day is coming when we will be able to do those things again. But even through all this time, God has helped us. Again, we see many of you here on a Sunday to Sunday basis. You're here, you're worshiping, you are engaging, and to the degree that we can, we're able to still be able, encouraging to one another, to pray for one another, to point each other to Christ. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the ministry team that helps us run the day-to-day activities here at the church, the ministries. I mentioned that Cole is here with me this morning. So Cole would be one of those individuals. He oversees our young adults and our worship ministries. I think of Miranda, who oversees our youth ministries, of Julia, who oversees our children's ministries, Kirsten, who oversees our women's ministries, Glenn and Mary Davis, who oversee our seniors' ministries, Mary in the office. I think of our pastoral council. I think of all of these individuals that the Lord has provided to help lead and minister to the church and through the church. And I see that we were in meetings the last couple of months with the council and looking at finances for 2021 as we were preparing to put together a budget for 2022. And of course, you know, it's kind of not enough good data to help us because the last 2 years have been so just strange in so many ways, including on how, you know, the donations and the giving of tithes and offerings to the church. But as we sat through and as we recounted and as we added and all of these things, we look back and we had to say, thank you, God, for your faithfulness in providing for the church, for the ministers of the church. And even though we're not able to carry out all our ministries, but we were able to do more than we thought we could, perhaps, given everything else that's going on. And as we look into 2022 financially, we are believing in God that he will continue to be faithful to you, and you will continue to be faithful in giving of your tithes and offerings, and in that way, be able to transform something as earthly as money into an eternal investment. Let's not remember that God is not against us having treasures. He just wants us to have them in the right place, which is in heaven. And by investing in God's kingdom through the ministries of the church and in other ways, we are then storing for ourselves treasures in heaven where nothing can destroy them, take them away, diminish them. So thank you so much for your faithful support in that way. Here we have Becky says, Ian says, God has blessed us with steady employment throughout the pandemic. That is true. Cole says, God has provided volunteers and brought in leaders to our church to enable his ministries to thrive. Thank you, God. Again, ways in which we can see God has helped us as a church. How has God helped you? Again, I'd love for you to share that. Again, we have space here in our, you can text in or in the chat of the live stream. Again, in some other personal ways, my wife has been very busy working with her clients, offering companion care to some elderly and some other individuals with disabilities. Thankful for that. Our son AJ has been going to school, sometimes full-time, sometimes part-time. He's been working full-time for the city of Edmonton and doing a job that he enjoys. And yeah, sometimes it's stressful, but something he enjoys, something he's good at. Karis, in fact, yesterday as we were sharing and looking back and giving thanks to the Lord, highlights, she said, well, last year at this time, I hadn't even begun applying for grad school. And now here I am. I'm a graduate student, also a graduate teaching assistant at the University of British Columbia, Okanagan, and growing and learning and developing herself and using the gifts and the passion that God has given her. We're thankful for that. She was able to come home for Thanksgiving. She's here now for Christmas. Again, these are ways in which we see God's faithfulness. My mom, who's 83, continues to be healthy and strong and, you know, studying God's word and praying and going to church and just, you know, looking forward to God's presence and help in every way. And, you know, given her age, I was so thankful that my mom this year, she prearranged her funeral. She went and picked a casket that she liked. She's paid for it. And she's like, you know, one of these days, I am getting old. So one of these days, she uses the euphemism that scripture uses for death. One of these days, I am going to go to sleep. That's her way of saying, one of these days, well, I'm going to die. And I'm looking after all the details so you three boys don't have to worry about these kinds of things. Just follow the instructions we've given you. Isn't that great? What about you? How has God been helping you? How have you seen it again in practical ways that God has helped you? And perhaps as you look to 2022, how are you trusting God to help you? What do you need help with this coming year? Maybe you're dealing with a difficult financial situation and you're like, Lord, I need your help. Maybe it's a health concern that you have. Maybe you haven't been feeling well. Perhaps you just got a diagnosis from the doctor, or you're waiting for a diagnosis from the doctor. Maybe one of your loved ones is struggling health-wise, and you're thinking, God, I don't know what we're going to do. We need you. Maybe it's a relational challenge that you're facing with, and you're not sure what 22 is going to bring, how things are going to turn out, whether that's with a relative, with a neighbor, with an acquaintance from the past. Maybe you're just trying to sort of deal with issues that you faced, and you're trying to find ways of learning the secret of giving and receiving forgiveness so that you can live a healthy life, so that you can be set free to be the person God wants you to be. Perhaps you're looking at 2022 and you're wondering, how is God going to help me? Maybe it's something I haven't mentioned, but as you look to 2022, you are concerned. You're not sure. You, if you are being honest, would say, I'm a little distraught over this. I am losing some sleep over this. I really don't know what to do or what to say. I just wonder what 2022 will hold. Well, I want to leave you with these words. Jesus, after he's been crucified, he's been buried, he's been resurrected, he spent some time with his disciples, and you know, a few days that he spends with them still, he gives them these words. He talks about something else. Of course, he gives them the Great Commission, go into all the world and make disciples. That's the Great Commission. That's preceded by what is sometimes referred to as the Great Claim, because Jesus says, all power and authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. But then he makes the great promise. And I think that you'll see it there on your screen. The great promise is this: and surely I am with you always to the very ends of the earth. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, before he returned back to the Father, made the one promise that probably all the folks gather when he said this to them, and all of us subsequent who have believed in his name, the reassurance that we all need. And he says, I will be with you always. And if you're watching online, I would encourage you right now just to tell yourself this: surely he will be with me always. Can you do that? Just say to yourself, surely God will be with me always. Surely Jesus will be with me always. I want you to say it again and again and again. And in 2022, the year coming, I want you to say again and again to yourself, surely God will be with me always. We remember, of course, how Psalm 23 ends. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a great promise. So yes, God has helped us. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. But we have this confidence that moving forward, he will continue to help us and be with us. So yeah, again, feel free to let us know how either you have seen God's faithfulness in your life in the past, or how you are expecting him to help you this coming year. So we testify to God's help in the past. That we can say, yes, I know God helped me at this point, in this way, in this need. I know he helped me because I can tell you the stories. The past, we say it as a testimony. But as we look to the future, as we look to 2022, by faith, we trust him to help us. Why by faith? Well, because he hasn't trusted us. He hasn't helped us yet because we haven't lived there. You know, it's kind of like that old saying, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And one of the things we discover is that God helps us when we need the help. Not before. But our testimony, our experience of his helping us in the past gives us an assurance, gives us confidence. It strengthens our faith to trust him to help us in the future. So whatever it is you are concerned about in 2022, or whatever you're looking forward to in 2022, we know this: the Lord will be with us, and He is our help in times of need. I'll take this opportunity to wish you, on my behalf, on behalf of my family, on behalf of Devon Community Church, a happy new year, a blessed new year, a peaceful new year, a new year full of God orchestrated surprises. Can I say that again? I want to wish you a year, a 2022 full of God orchestrated surprises. And so my prayer will be this, what I often love to pray over our congregation. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.